from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 13, 2013. While parts of the state have seen some rollback of the worst drought conditions, Rio Grande Valley farmers continue to face another year of extreme and severe drought. Tuesday, I asked Brad Cowan, AgriLife Extension Agent for Hidalgo County, for a roundup of conditions there.
It's not going to take long for the cotton harvest to happen in the Rio Grande Valley this year. There's just not that many acres. What there is, what did make a crop, is going to be quite good on the irrigated ground where growers were able to find some irrigation water.
Do you have any idea of what the percentage of irrigated acres, cotton acres, are compared to dryland acres there in South Texas?
Well, traditionally, we're half and half, half irrigated, half dry land. I'm not sure of the breakdown of this year's in particular, but it'll probably be pretty close to that. We had a significant number of acres that did not get planted, where growers took a prevented planting on their crop insurance on cotton and grain, because irrigation districts told growers before they planted that they were only going to have one irrigation on their acreage for the season. Mm-hmm. So growers, many of them, decided that that wasn't enough irrigation supply to justify putting in a crop planting. So some of that didn't get planted at all.
If you had to sum up the situation for agriculture there in the Rio Grande Valley in one word, what would it be?
Frustrating.
Okay, I bet. This is your second or third year of drought?
We're losing count now.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.